Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug Benson, and I pledge eternal allegiance to motion pictures. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, February 19th, to Ocean's 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I taped a Benson interruption at Meltdown Comics here in Los Angeles with guests Zach Galifianakis, Neil Brennan, Jonah Ray, and more. Will be available for $1.99. $1.99, are you out of your mind? On or around Monday, February 25th, mark your calendars. Yes, mark multiple calendars with that date when it might come out. Today, I was a guest on a very special Oscar edition of Comedy Film Nerds, which is available now on iTunes, and I'm looking forward to my TV interruption / potluck this Sunday. This Sunday in Los Angeles, you know, there's a TV show on Sunday that we're going to all watch together, and I'll have some special guests who interrupt it with me. If you're a Cine Family member, you can come and bring a guest, or, you know, if you know somebody that's a Cine Family member, you could be their guest and bring some food and be on Dining with Doug and Karen. We're going to tape an episode of that from the potluck. And the next movie interruption at Cine Family is Skyfall on Wednesday, February 27th, cinefamily.org. Doug Loves Movies is coming back to New York City on April 2nd, Gramercy Theater. Gramercy, see you there, New York. DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Greg Bernhard tweeted, "In The Devil Wears Prada, when Anne Hathaway is in Paris, she's lucky nobody cut off her hair or removed her teeth." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I like that one. You guys were slow to laugh on it. We're mostly reacting to my face. What an amazing prize bag we've got tonight, you guys. We've got some sort of gold bag that has a mug in it that says something, that gives it away, who's coming out here. We've got a, from Sean Sakame, Snap the Jap, he's been on the show. He brought a box of macadamia nuts and threw them into the bag. And of course, I don't encourage that people bring things for me to throw into the bag, because there's always so many good things anyway. Like a copy of one of my, I forget which one it was, second or third records, Hypocritical Oath, and also VHS. VHS copy of Super Jaime. And from the Traverse City, where I just was at the comedy festival there, the Winter Comedy Fest, some Cherry Republic cherry coins, which I don't think have any actual cherry in them, but they're still proud of their cherries up there in Traverse City. And also Doug Loves Movies t-shirt is in the bag, and another t-shirt, and a Watchmen director's cut Blu-ray. That's pretty sweet. But you know, no one involved in Watchmen is here, so settle down. This is pretty awesome. A Reese's peanut butter egg, just in time for Easter. It's fucking huge. Like, even on the drawing, on the depiction on the side, they've got it cut into slices, like it's a cake, but it's an egg. Speaking of cakes, I think I see a cake in the front row. That's exciting. And a wiffle ball, and a wiffle ball bat are in the bag. So that's quite an exciting array of items. And please help me in welcoming Chris Hardwick, Kumail Nanjiani, and Gillian Jacobs.
We brought our bags.
There was a strange woman wandering around backstage, guys, who wouldn't speak to us and didn't belong there. So that's why we brought our personal possessions out with us.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hang on to your shit. But I was telling the audience, I had her clean thrown out.
Like, oh, good.
She's out the door. But the way she got in, she could just do that again.
Yeah.
Because she came in through the back door of one of our neighboring establishments. Sure.
But she also looked like she was like a 6'2". She looked like a model.
Yeah.
I think those people can walk in wherever they want.
Sure.
She's
sure.
Like, oh, she's not going to steal anything.
She's never been thrown out in her life. Now she's going to fall in love with Doug because he's a challenge.
No one has ever thrown me out of an establishment before.
She seems effed up enough.
I don't know why I gave that. That was her voice.
She was on something.
Is she
and
a
that's
Muppet?
What she sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
She's Marvin Martian.
The Illudian Pier 36 explosive space modulator.
But from France. Gillian Jacobs is back, you guys, because...
Thank you.
She won last week in a real nail-biter of a Leonard Maltin game, and I decided to institute a new policy, which is that the winner each week has the option to come back the next week if they want to. And she said yes. And I hope she wins again tonight. Oh, wow. Is that just a picture or is it a Vine? What's
going
on?
It's a little selfie for Instagram.
Oh, a selfie. I like a selfie. When people come up to me now, I'm going, just long arm it. Like, people should just take their own camera phone and just take the picture.
Oh, instead of getting a third party.
To a person who's never seen a phone.
No. Yes.
Or a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just... it's
find a grandma to take this picture.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick is here, and he brought...
I am. Thank you, 65% of you.
The Watchmen.
One guy's straight texting
just doesn't
instead
even give
of
a
applauding.
Shit right now.
I thought he was sleeping. I thought he was sleeping. I'm glad he was texting. I'm sure it's about how much he loves the show.
He's still doing it. Great front row move, bro. Wait, are you Googling her to see what she's in? That was your defense? To you, that was better than texting? Who the fuck are these people I'm supposed to be excited about?
Gotta Google the panel, bro.
It was a picture of you.
Cool.
The weirdest dude in America.
He still doesn't know who I am. It's okay.
Gillian
Jacobs, hard G, soft J.
I will say...
Mixed vegetables should take him under his wing and teach him. Like, what you do is you take pictures and stuff, but then you send them all after the show is over.
No, he wasn't taking
a
picture.
No,
he showed something
Wikipedia.
Like he took a picture.
No,
that was
my Wikipedia.
It was
page
a Wikipedia. Because his was, I know
Wait,
who
you
that
were
guy
looking
is.
Up who the guests are?
Where have you been, Doug? We literally were talking about this.
He needed
this.
Some context.
I think what happened was.
Sometimes I get in, just wait for Kumail to stop talking, and then proceed.
Hey, I'm not Pete Holmes.
Ha!
I
can't wait for him to stop talking. That would not happen.
I think what happened was he knew who Chris Hardwick was, and he didn't know who both of us were, and he was like, I'm not going to know how to spell that fucker's name. Gillian Jacobs, I have a shot at.
So what? Solve the mystery. What were you looking up?
Her Wikipedia to find out what she is.
Have you figured it out yet? She was on Community. She's
oh, yeah, we're
Community.
Such assholes.
He's
we
never heard
you.
Of Community. It's yeah. Okay.
No, this have guy, you ever heard of Community?
This guy definitely hasn't heard of Community. He seems like a very, like a loner.
That's horrible.
Very isolated. Oh, that's you're going to say that's most of the fans of Community?
Yeah. They're literally looking for Community.
I know. Together, alone on the internet. Community.
Community is saying, on I'm... television. It's
a you can watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, you
all
can.
All three seasons exclusively online at Hulu.com.
What's that web address again?
Hulu.com. And if you're in Canada, Netflix Canada.
Did somebody tell you you should have said that last week, so that's why you're so determined
no,
to say it this time?
I did do a trip to Canada to promote Community on Netflix Canada, and after you say it about 1,000 times, it just, you know, it becomes part of you.
It's natural.
To be fair, normally she has, normally people are used to
blonde
seeing you with
hair.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, I do normally have blonde
so your
hair.
So your hair's darker now, and so maybe that's...
But her face is the same.
Why that sounded mean.
He wouldn't
that didn't sound
me
blonde.
Like,
no, no, no.
Nice, her face is the same.
He doesn't know Community.
Her face doesn't change.
We don't want it to change.
Live
it's
with
a
it.
Wonderful, beautiful face.
Thank you, Command.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yo.
Joe over here.
Joe?
Get back to what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Takes pictures during the show. I never see him take a picture. And I never see him send the pictures. But there's...
Oh, hey, Joe.
Then the next day, Mixed Vegetables on Twitter has a bunch of... I see a bunch of photos, you know, with at Doug Benson in there.
Is he Mixed Vegetables?
Yeah.
Hey. You're the Mixed Vegetables?
So, Chris... Have I said Chris Hardwick is here? Have I said that part? He brought...
I did.
He brought a Rebel, the Force is Strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This
t-shirt.
Is a, this is junk. This is a company called Junk Food that makes really awesome shirts. And so this is a Star Wars Junk Food t-shirt. And then also a Watchmen Blu-ray director's cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then an Angry Birds keychain.
Oh, Angry Birds keychain, because you're doing something with Angry Birds.
Yeah, we are.
The Nerdist Empire is just, it's going to take over everything.
I don't know. Stop it. Please. 2 seconds more. All right. No,
yeah, they listened to Stop It very quickly.
They weren't really that committed. They're like, it feels like we're supposed to clap here, but I'm not. I don't think we should. We're going to do it.
He's Wikipediaing Nerdist right now.
How old are you?
31.
You're 31? Do you own a television? I mean, I don't mean this in an obnoxious way. A lot of people don't watch television. Like, some people don't even have televisions anymore.
I have Netflix.
You have Netflix. You're
oh,
right.
Fuck.
That's it. So it was not a ridiculous question. You don't actually watch television.
Chris, did you think I asked you to be on Doug Loves Crowd Work?
Because Doug hates crowd work.
Doug always loves crowd work.
It's
Doug hates talking to audiences, looking at them in their seats with... There's still not one that he won't interact with. Nah, it just doesn't have the same flow.
Kumail Nanjiani is here. I haven't said that yet, right?
Yeah.
And he brought an indoor kids mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the perfect thing to drink out hot liquids out of while you're playing a video game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a podcast. It's on a website called Nerdist.com.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Listen to it.
It is good. And your wife is fucking hilarious, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Emily Gordon is an amazingly hilarious person that's on the podcast with us.
All right. I'll have her on the show. And Gillian brought a wiffle bat and a wiffle ball.
Correct.
And the Reese's egg.
Yeah. 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 Thank you.
She did it like this. She did it like that. She did it with a wiffle ball bat. Yeah. Okay, Kumail, I'm going to ask you one more time to keep control of Chris.
Chris, please. All right, I think he'll be good now.
Well done. So you just had a wiffle ball bat laying around?
I did. I had a wiffle ball and bat in my apartment, and then I was at CVS, and I thought, like I told you backstage, that you know the best principle behind gift giving is give someone something you would want yourself. And so I saw a Reese's peanut butter egg, and I've always.
I think it would be really fun to throw the egg up into the air and try to hit it with the bat.
Okay.
But it's not just an egg, Doug. It's like a loaf.
It's a
chocolate peanut butter loaf.
It's big, and I just want to knock it into the crowd. Really hard. Do you have your baseball, Jordan? If you had your baseball, I'd have you throw that up here. And I'd hit it right back in your face. Line drive, Jordan. That's what you get.
I sure love being on Doug Loves Crowd Work.
Ooh, Chris loves comebacks.
My girlfriend had never had a Cadbury cream egg, and she was like, they look so awesome. I'm like, you know, you might think that until the first bite. And I told her, and she took one bite and was like, oh, like it's just a liquid sugar.
But
spilled.
Reese's peanut butter won't disappoint, guys.
Oh, it looks, it's so
You're gonna
good.
You're going to be so excited when you
do
win.
Do you think
whoever.
The winner would mind if it had a bite out of it?
Not if it were her.
No, he'd mind. He doesn't know who I am.
Right.
Well, look at her Wikipedia, and then you can sell it on eBay.
But also, if she takes a bite out of it, then you'll have her dental records for after whatever horrible thing it is you're planning on doing. I don't approve.
Serial killer pro tip.
Killian. What was it like working with T.J. Miller in Seeking a Friend for the End of the World?
It was delightful.
Okay, now the real answer.
Yeah. Exhausting.
I love T.J. We played two waiters totally high in ecstasy at this restaurant, and the world is about to end. We know an asteroid's going to hit the world, and so people are reacting different ways. This restaurant, which is sort of like a TGI Fridays, we decided to get really high and have a good time. So it was really fun. Me and TJ.
How do you know if TJ's taking ecstasy or not?
That's why he was perfect for the part.
End of the world, yeah!
Aren't you about to work with TJ? Aren't you doing a pilot with TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are both in that thing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
TJ's just always like, yeah, I got to do a pilot. He doesn't say that much more about it.
Oh. I'll tell
is
you
it what. Like, are you guys, is it a cop buddy thing, the two of you?
I wish.
Yeah, I'm like the crazy party guy, and he's the straight-laced by the book. And I'm like, what book? And then I do ecstasy and live his real life. It's a HBO pilot that Mike Judge is doing that I'm very, very excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you're,
TJ's
of course,
on it. Zach Woods from The Office is on it.
So funny.
Yeah, there's some
he's
funny
right.
people on it. Yeah.
He's the dead guy in that Starburst commercial. You're boring me to death and I'm already dead, that guy.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't. Could you Google that for me, please?
The guy from The Office, right? Zach Woods?
Yeah.
That's him. That's him. Trust me.
Okay.
I don't have proof. I just figured it out.
It's called Silicon Valley.
I figured it out. Oh, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, so look for it.
So that's why TJ's grown really weird hair all over?
No, I think that's just his life.
He says it's for a part?
You know what?
When he grows his hair weird?
Actually, yeah, I guess they did want him to have a ponytail.
Are you
for
saying
it.
The guy who dressed like a ranger to go to the Yogi Bear audition and then walked around with a bodyguard for a year?
What?
Might have made him weird.
What?
No, he still has a bodyguard.
He still does? I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, I haven't seen
him. What are you talking about? He has a bodyguard?
This guy walks around him and you're like, who is that? He's like, it's my bodyguard.
Really? He just had his sister with him when we were shooting. Is his sister his bodyguard?
No, it's a dude. It's like a dude.
He's like 6'6". He's like a bodyguard guy. And I think he got him ironically, and now he just has him sincerely.
They developed a bond.
I think it's part-time, though, because I just spent a few days with TJ, and I didn't...
He had a party.
The guy wasn't anywhere to be seen.
He had a party at his house, which is this high-rise, and you go up, and literally, like, 12 people were invited to this party, and the bodyguard was at the door, like, looking at the names, like, all right, you're not on the list, hold on. He would go in, ask TJ, and be like, okay, I'm sorry, you're not welcome. And... So they would have to go down the elevator to some other party where there wasn't an ironic, sincere bodyguard.
Have you been to the movies lately, Kumail?
I have, I've been to the movies.
What'd you see? Did you see A Good Day to Die Hard yet?
No, it looks so Bad Day to Die Hard. But isn't good
the,
review.
But isn't the title amazing?
It's like they
just go anything that, just a sentence with Die Hard in it, and we're good to go.
I want to see a prequel with him graduating from high school called Die Hardly Wait.
That's funny you should say that, because I came up with a few. I came up with Curl Up and Die Hard. 12-sided Die Hard.
Oh, shit.
And there's like people are trying to play Dungeons and Dragons, and then there's a terrorist. But my favorite is, are you working Die Hard or Die Hardly Working?
Well, I think Helen Mirren should take over the role and be Lady Die Hard. All right.
Okay.
I know, too soon.
All right.
Well, why would Helen Mirren be Lady Di?
I just figured she would be the British female equivalent of Bruce Willis at this point.
Oh.
Yeah.
That baton was passed while they were filming Red.
That's right. The Warren Ellis movie.
Which is getting a sequel, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Red 2? Yeah.
Red 2.
Even redder.
I didn't love that movie. I thought it was all right.
Really, I liked it.
A Good Day to Die Hard? Or Red?
Red. Good Day to Die Hard's terrible.
No one really.
Yeah. It's just how him and his son is, the other major character. And it's the two of them bickering while chasing and blowing up things.
That's what the last one was, because it was Justin Long, not his
Justin
son.
Justin Long was like, doing
tech.
His Woody Allen, thing or whatever. And so there was some humor. This is like, let's take out the humor. Let's have Bruce Willis mention that he's on vacation 17 times. And that will suffice
what's crazy,
the humor department.
The awesome thing about the first movie is that he's not that kind of guy. There's a scene in it where he's, in the first movie, he's like picking glass out of his feet. And then in that fourth one, he's driving cars into helicopters. Like, what's he been doing in between these movies?
They always have to up the ante, though. Like, even if you watch the Bourne movies, he goes from like a kind of a regular badass to just like crazy superhero kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I guess they just have to up the ante.
But that reminds me, why didn't they call the most recent one Born Again? It seems so obvious.
People would think it was a Christian movie.
But there's a new Born Again.
Jason Bourne is looking for Christ, and this time he's found him.
Gillian, what have you seen in the 1 week since we've chatted?
I've watched bits of movies on cable, including bits of Die Hard 3, which I've never seen.
You've never seen it?
No. I only saw Die Hard last year at Christmas time. So
it's great.
Yeah, it was great. So I watched part of Die Hard 3. I watched part of My Cousin Vinny. And I watched part... Oh, God. What's the name of the movie with... Charles Grodin and...
Beethoven?
No.
Beethoven second?
No.
Seems like old times, Midnight Run?
Midnight Run!
I said it before he did.
Doug wants credit.
Midnight Run!
I know, that was pretty good, though.
Have you seen anything good, Doug? Is there anything out in theaters that's good?
No.
There's nothing.
There's a couple things I want to see. I want to see before Sunday. I want to see Amour because it's nominated for Best Foreign Film, and it sounds completely depressing, but also amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to see No from Chile. That's nominated also, and supposed to be pretty good. And but as far as anything that's actually out, I have not seen Warm Bodies.
Woo! The director is here.
Is it
one person likes that?
Is it good or is it Zombie Twilight?
Awesome.
It is good.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy that went woo.
Well, we don't know anything
said,
else about
good?
This guy. What if he was also like, and my idol Hitler would have loved it. Like, we don't know anything else about you. We're just sort of taking your opinion.
Can you imagine Hitler watching Warm Bodies?
I think we're all
just be blown away by the effects.
He's like, they're gonna come back. I worked so hard.
The fact that there are zombies. Yeah. Zombies is really... that's Hitler's nightmares.
Yeah.
Jewish zombies.
Zombie Jews.
Somebody's got to make this.
How is
they
that?
Made a Nazi
as soon as he started,
movie.
That'll be the reimagining. As soon as he starts killing Jews, they immediately start coming back to life and all going after him. That'd
or,
be the greatest.
Or it's like Fantasia. They just turn into two smaller Jews and then two smaller Jews. And so then they overtake him.
There's a bunch of tiny Jews running around.
Hitler's apprentice.
Heil.
God, I'm not sure. I feel like all that was really offensive.
I don't know.
I think it was pro people and life and
but bro,
anti-Hitler and zombies.
Yeah. Well, Rob Zombie made the El Super Beasto movie. There were zombie Nazis in it that were carrying around the head of Hitler in a jar.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there were that.
I got to see that.
The Nazi imagery didn't really make me love Sucker Punch, though. It didn't really trick me into thinking it was worthwhile.
Yeah. What else is there? There's nothing else now. What are you looking forward to this summer?
I try not to pay attention anymore because I find that trailers and reading about movies just ruins them completely because there's no hope for any surprises.
Doug loves movies. Doug hates trailers.
I've heard that Safe Haven has a crazy twist ending.
Oh, I know what it is.
Don't tell it to us.
Nobody gives a shit.
No, they do.
I can tell you what it is.
It's still a spoiler.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. I don't want
to
know.
I would love to do it. So you're going to hate watching
it. I'm going to see it 2 months from now when I interrupt it at CineFamily.
All right.
What I do know, Kumail, is that the internet does not enjoy spoilers, even if they never had any intention of seeing the movie.
I will tell you this. I know because I, on my podcast, talked about Twin Peaks, which is now 25 years old. People were like, spoiler alert, bro. I'm like, fuck you.
Can I tell you that we got...
I like the way you say Twin Peaks.
Can I tell
you... I talked about Twin Peaks.
We got the same thing when someone talked about The Godfather. Oh. And ours.
That's the thing, is the all that stuff is lifted because anybody can go back and, you know, check on, watch anything.
I think a year or two. Like, a year or two.
I agree, but people are crazy.
I guess that's true.
Did you see Life of Pi?
Why mess with them?
Life of Pi. That's the only Life one I haven't
Pi,
seen of
I,
the big
I
ones.
I had not seen because I thought it would be boring, and I was blown away by it.
Really?
Like, it's just really, on a boat.
It's really captivating.
But I just read it.
You'd be surprised how well they... what a good job Ang Lee does of opening it up.
Films worldwide right now, and Ang Lee was saying it's because... And American audiences, or like the American media, sort of baffle, like, wow, really? One of the big, like as big as Dark Knight around the world. And they're saying, well, yeah, because it's a type of storytelling that's not American story. It's more international.
And it doesn't cling to language at all. You could sit there with, you don't even have to hear what they're saying and you know what's going on.
Right. You don't have to hear the tiger go, it's great, or whatever. I haven't seen the movie.
I decided to not see it.
But I'm guessing that's what happens.
Well, that's the only thing they have on the boat is Frosted Flakes. And that's how that whole thing started. It's kind of an origin story.
I didn't see it.
It's a joke in the tiger.
Spoiler alert!
That is pretty awesome. This better get in the quotes in the AV Club. Life of Pi is the origin story of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, the Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
That's a beautiful movie all the way through, and at the end, the tiger just goes, "It's great," and then you're like, "Oh fuck, that'd be amazing."
Because he also teaches the tiger to talk when they're on that boat together.
Yep.
I didn't see it because I had all these people on Twitter that first week. Literally, I had 50 people being like, should have been you in the lead, bro.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not going
to
see this.
That
movie
is so uncool, and that's not a reason to not. That's
of course,
not a reason
I,
to not
I didn't
see
even
it.
Get to audition for it, Doug. It is not a reason to not see it. I'm going to see it. I have a screener of it.
Yeah, because you really shouldn't be up for any roles that are played by children.
I don't know.
He's pretty young, dude.
He is. Well, yeah, these people being. I took a picture of my friend who's Indian, has a kid, and she's like 1 year old, adorable little girl. So I took a picture with her. And people were like, are you recreating Looper?
Oh, what?
What?
What does that
it's
mean?
It's like a baby version of me visiting the grown-up version of me.
When you say people are like, more than one person made that reference.
Multiple people made the Looper reference on Twitter.
That is crazy insane.
Yeah. And it was a girl.
That is unbelievable. Well, but babies don't look boy or girl.
And the weirdest part about it was a girl.
She was wearing pink. She could, but you know, boys look probably cute when they're babies too.
Yeah, she's a very cute baby.
You were probably a cute baby.
I was a fucking great baby, bro. I was really awesome.
That is like, you hear that every night in bars near a college.
I was a great baby, bro.
when they get drunk. Chris, did you chime in on recent movies?
Doug, I haven't really seen much of anything. I've been touring a shit ton. So
you're
I
so
just,
busy.
It's been busy. So I don't have... I have like an hour at night when I can do stuff.
And you play video games.
I've been playing... Yeah.
What have you been playing? Let's hear about that.
I just finished the most recent Skyrim DLC.
Dragonborn. Is it good? I haven't gotten
to it. Fucking
great.
Yet. There's a whole other realm called... There's a whole other island called Solstheim.
I know about the realm, Chris.
And there's Ashbaun and all sorts of other... these books that sort of pull you in. And
there's books?
Those crazy books. I don't want to give too much of it away, but it's
I know
awesome.
It's a little Lovecrafty, right?
A little bit, yes, yeah. Yes. And it's cool. So I just finished that.
Did How's I tell going, you guys Gillian? You should only speak in English when you're out here and not in your nerd language?
Video game is not a nerd.
No, no. Wasn't that nerdy. That wasn't too bad.
I thought the show was called Scrim. I mean, the video game.
Scrim?
I thought it was Scrim.
Scrim.
There's no space.
No, there's a Y.
But it's not Skyrim. It doesn't. There's not sky,
oh, like Skyrim.
Space, rim, and there are billboards for it,
Scrim
right?
Scrim is where you can play the tall man from Phantasm, and then you get to go through the...
Still don't know.
No one gets that joke.
Angus
Scrim. Angus Scrim was the guy who played the tall man in Phantasm.
No, I know.
Okay. Thanks for your support.
He's also in AC/DC.
He is not in
that's
AC/DC.
That's a different Angus.
There's three Anguses in the world. The three men, the two and a half men guy is what an Angus.
You're forgetting Black Angus.
Oh,
the
shit.
Are you talking about...
It's a four Angus world. We just live in it. Let the games begin. Just one game, actually. Let's go ahead and see some name tags, and let's choose who you're going to play for.
What is that shit?
That's a pretty elaborate dessert item right there, Chris. If you just want to go grab it. Whoever gets to it first gets to have it.
It's your birthday?
Oh, my goodness. There's some Milanos. I can't believe Kumail walked right past the Milanos. That's Alyssa's name tag. And
did you make this?
Chris is going to take a picture of it.
So it'll last longer.
Oh my god, that's
amazing.
This is fucking
well
awesome. A tiny miniature, it's a tiny
Wait,
Harry
you
Potter
made that?
Cake.
That's amazing.
You made that.
It says Leslie.
Give credit where credit is due.
What is the cake? What's inside?
It's triple chocolate with buttercream.
Oh, gross.
And that's wishes.
Buttercream.
And it's a Gryffindor.
And a Harry Potter scarf. It's Harry Potter's neck.
If he had been doing a lot of tanning.
And
this is where he who must not be named hit the cake when its mother tried to protect it. Here's the Nimbus 3000.
Well, that's amazing, Leslie. Good job.
Wow.
Yay, on you.
That is like...
I think this cake should be salted into my belly.
That had to be chosen. Does Chris get to keep it? It's her birthday cake.
Oh.
So you got to give it back, so make sure you throw it at her. And make sure you touch it a lot. Lick the scarf. Who are you playing for, Gillian?
Well,
looks really elaborate.
I just saw two business cards, which drew me in, and turns out he liked me in Choke. Ian Manka, who works at USC. So, hi. Thank you for enjoying me in Choke.
All right, Ian, that's a new angle, just a business card with a compliment on it.
I mean, it's not a cake that you made.
And it's not a book. What do you have, Kumail?
It's I Am Legend, but you replaced the word legend with the name Alex.
And it says now a major motion picture starring Will Smith.
I would love it if he had fucking gone in and just changed the name to Alex also. But he has not done that. So I regret picking this guy.
Change what name to Alex? Good.
Whatever the people's name is in this thing.
Like every name?
I feel like everyone should be Alex.
Because there is no character named Legend.
No.
What?
Yeah, so that's...
It's not about, like, Jason Legend?
Mm-mm. No, it's just about a guy that's...
My ex-girlfriend had a dog named Legend.
Since he's alone, he's legendary.
My ex-girlfriend had a Shih Tzu named Legend. She did.
That's a sentence.
I want people to understand the level of detail on this mini cake. Like, she made little spell books with fucking pages.
Yeah.
And
it's really good.
Can I say something? The spell book just says spell book on it, which you don't see a book that just says learning on it, you know?
They're wizards.
No, but it should
be different.
It should be potions or arithmancy or
what?
You haven't read Harry Potter?
Now, if it were a really amazing cake, you would open the book and there'd be moving images inside of like James Potter.
Gillian, have you ever been the meat in a nerd sandwich?
She's on Community. What do you think? Community's the nerdiest show on television. In a good way.
Thank you.
It really is.
Thank you very much.
Well, you get to go first, Gillian, because I said so.
Thanks, Doug.
And you're our returning champion. Isn't that how it works on Jeopardy? Does the returning champion go first? And
yes.
Yes.
You
yes.
Phrase
yes.
the answer of the question,
yes.
please.
Yes.
And then from there we'll go to Chris.
I haven't done well in my last couple DLM outings.
All right, we'll go to Camille.
Well, that doesn't make a difference.
Okay, we'll go to Chris.
What? I haven't done well in my life.
Stealing it back.
All right, your first option, Gillian, okay. for category is Bruno Mars, and that's movies where Bruce Willis is in space. Or celebrating a birthday today is Jeff Daniels, so the motion pictures of the great Jeff Daniels. Or at Tay K Schnai, T-A-Y-K-A-Y Schnai, S-E-H-N-I-E. Good name, dude. Suggested, Who's Beating Gilbert Grape? And that's movies where Leonardo DiCaprio gets beaten up.
Oh.
So Jeff Daniels, Bruce Willis in space, or Leonardo DiCaprio gets beat up?
I'll go for the Leonardo DiCaprio gets beat up.
Okay. The movie is from 1993.
Oh, God.
Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars. I think I agree with that. He calls the movie harrowing, but utterly absorbing. And he also says that it is set in the 50s. And he lists 12 names.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How many names do you think you can get it in?
50s.
Returning champion. Out of 12.
1993?
Mm-hmm.
Early Leo.
Yeah, like post-growing pains, but...
Yeah. Let's say... How many names?
12.
12. 6.
All right, she came to play.
0. I can name that in 0.
Oh.
What's my movie?
Now, you know
here,
your
Doug?
Options?
No, what are my options?
Do you think you know what movie it might be?
I don't want to
okay,
sort of tip
fair
my
enough.
Hand.
All right, so let me tell you what your options are. If you think you know what it is, say -1 names, -2 names.
Then you have to do the order.
From the top.
Okay.
Or if you don't know what it is, there's really no point in doing that, I don't think. So you would have to say to Chris, name that movie
and hope that
he doesn't know what it is.
I feel like in my defense, 1993 was my coma year, so I missed a lot. I don't know. Name that movie, Chris.
I believe it was This Boy's Life.
That's correct.
Oh, wait, yeah. With Robert De Niro.
With Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert De Niro was his abusive, I assume he was stepfather. I don't think they were blood relatives. So Chris is on the board with 1 point, but, you know, you did what you had to do.
I had no choice.
Kumail.
I have never heard of that movie.
Really?
I think was he nominated for that or Gilbert Grape?
Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape. Definitely Gilbert
Grape. But This Boy's Life was a movie where everyone was
solid.
Like, oh, fuck.
Put him on the map.
Fresh off of Growing Pains.
Based
Ellen
on a
Barkin
novel,
played his mother. Something. Eliza Dushku was like a little kid in it.
Eliza Dushku?
Mm-hmm. Tobey Maguire was in it.
She's been my illogical crush for about 5 years now.
Illogical in what way?
I don't really know why I like her. But I know I do.
Maybe also because
she was Faith on Buffy.
Because you're married, maybe?
Huh? No,
nothing.
I have logical crushes on people who are not my wife.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess.
This crush is logical.
Yeah, I thought it was a whole Spock thing. So that means Gillian gets to start us off again, but it'll go to Kumail this time.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get in the game. At Lady Leftovers suggested. Lady Leftovers.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, it seems something's up with
you
that.
You want some Lady Leftovers?
Hey.
We call them sloppy seconds.
It is a nicer way to say sloppy seconds.
That is a nicer way to say sloppy seconds, Gilly. Oh, you know it is.
What'd you get stuck with? The Lady Leftovers?
Oh, God.
Anyway, that person suggested, I know what you did last summer, and that's movies that came out last summer. Thank you.
Thoroughly charmed.
At Smash Falcon suggested...
Smash Falcon?
Smash Falcon.
That's Smash Mouth's pet bird.
Can I ask you, is Lady Leftovers a guy or a girl?
I don't remember, but I think it's a guy.
Okay.
Ew, yeah. Then.
Much worse. Much worse.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, though.
No, you have to understand, he was an undeveloped twin.
So he has Lady Leftovers. He ate part of the other.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember Basket Case?
Yeah. Or the Dark Hoff.
What?
The Dark
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not for Emetophobes was suggested by Smash Falcon, and so that's movies that people who don't want to see vomiting on screen should steer clear.
So there's vomiting in the movies.
That's crazy. That's a thing. My girlfriend is horribly vomit-phobic. Horribly vomit-phobic.
Oh, well, I've been doing Not for Emetophobes on the show for a while now. If she listens, I really, when a new movie comes out that has vomiting in it, I warn them. Has she seen Pitch Perfect?
She did, yeah.
And how did she react? She must have lost her mind.
There's vomiting scene.
There's projectile vomiting at the beginning and end of that movie. You can't enjoy the arc of the story at all if you don't want to see vomiting.
She didn't. I don't know. I didn't see it with her, so I don't
all
know.
All right, you should
she
ask her about it. Or it's not as bad as you thought it was if she watched that and didn't say anything. And your third choice is at R Polacek. R, the letter R, Pola, Polacek. Why? Why
Polacek?
No one's going to try to find this person. But I still try to give him proper credit. Suggested Polacek. Christian Mingle. And that's movies where Christian Slater has sex.
Oh.
Don't do that one.
No, I don't. I don't know any Christian Slater films. What was the first one?
What? You don't know Cuffs?
No.
He was in a Uwe Boll movie, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the first one?
I know what you did last summer. Movies from last summer.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. This movie from last summer. So the year is 2012. 3.5 stars from Leonard.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one that he liked.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Summer movie he liked.
Mm-hmm. He says that the on-screen title is different than the title he gives it. At
Come
the top
on.
Of the review. Yeah.
Very enlightening.
Than the title he gives it?
Yeah.
Title of the movie is different than the color he's thinking of.
What does he mean?
I know, that's a terrible clue. That's the point of the clues. Make you think about it, doesn't
it? It's a terrible sentence.
Yeah. He also says about this movie that it's very funny. Has a very funny screenplay.
Come on.
Yeah, from 2012. 3.5 stars.
The title of
the title, there's something weird about the title that like one person would call it one thing and another person would have a whole different name for it.
Like
and he lists.
Is this a funny number of people that he lists?
19 names.
It is a funny number.
this is impossible.
What do you mean it's impossible?
Well, I think the concept of impossible is relatively easy to grasp.
If somebody said to you,
no,
if you
we'll
bid like 18 names and the next person says name it, that would be crazy easy.
It'd be crazy.
But I don't. There's just no clue, though. It's just.
But that's why you want to get the bidding is where it comes into play.
Audience, what would you suggest I do?
Bid 19 names. Take them all.
19 names.
Take them all.
19 names.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Kumail. Oh,
I like that clap.
Gillian has just sunk a putt from 3 feet.
She's the returning champion.
Could you read me that clue about the name of the movie
again? It's not going to help. If you say 17 names and then Chris says name it, I bet my house...
17 names.
...that you will get it right.
16 names.
Oh, great move, Chris. Really ballsy.
This is how the
I
game
love
is.
What's happening right now. So you said 16.
Gillian?
Oh, I get to...
You'll say 15.
Go lower.
15.
I'll do 13 names.
Now that's a bold move. I can't believe that happened.
13 names.
13, Chris, he says. It's from last summer. 3.5 stars from Leonard.
Chris, just tell me to name that movie.
Very funny.
It'll be so fun.
Very funny screenplay.
Just tell me to name that movie. We'll have a great time.
You'll get it, though.
I won't get it.
You will.
There are 6 people in the movie. The main 6 people will not be named.
But if the cast is that large, it means it probably means there's a lot of big names in it.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna go 12. A dozen. I'm gonna drop Baker's dozen to a fucking regular dozen.
What if I say like 6?
Go for it.
That'd be fun. You're saying 6?
Kumail, make her name the fucking movie. Make her name the fucking movie.
She's saying 6, Kumail.
Make her name the girl.
I kind of... What if I want to name it?
No, Kumail, you're supposed to challenge me.
Then you should bid lower than that.
Okay. I don't know what it is. But I have a phobia of numbers slowly counting down.
You just want to end this?
It's freaking the shit out of me. I hate bomb timers. I feel like something's going to go off.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I hate New Year's Eve. Oh, my God. Numbers going up, I'm great with. You said 6?
Yeah.
I'll go 4.
Name that movie!
All right. I'll give you the 4 names.
Yeah.
He was just going to start guessing without any names.
You only get 1 guess.
Okay, sure.
And you can say either title, the one that Leonard calls it, or the one that was the official on-screen title.
Very, very magnanimous of you.
Yes, and your 4 names are Lou Ferrigno, Paul Bettany, Jerzy Skolimowski, and Alexis Denisov, the dude that's married to Willow from Buffy.
Lou Ferrigno.
From Angel.
Shit, I can't. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to guess.
What's your guess?
I'll tell you why I'm going to guess.
No, I don't want to know why. I just want to guess.
Doug, let me tell you why.
If you get it right, we're going to have to play another round, and we're already running over.
21 Jump Street?
That's wrong. That was out in March, not summer.
Oh, okay.
And Chris knows what it is.
I don't know. Did you know, Gillian?
Do you know what it is? What?
Is it Ted?
Let me keep saying names till one of you knows what it is. Harry Dean Stanton, Jenny Agutter, Powers Booth,
Iron Man
Gwyneth
2.
Paltrow.
Iron Man 2.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's Iron Man 2.
Colby Smothers.
It is the Avengers!
I said it first!
Oh, that's right! Lou Ferrigno does a cameo in Avengers because he played the Hulk!
I thought that was crazy obvious.
You did make us think it was a comedy, by the way.
Very funny screenplay.
Okay, so what
did he call it?
That's what Leonard said.
But what did he call it?
He calls it The Avengers, but the movie's called Marvel's The Avengers.
Oh,
no!
God!
Hey, Doug. Marvel's Go Fuck Yourself.
Boo. Jesus.
Marvel's what Go Fuck Yourself.
Marvel's
I
told you to ignore that clue.
No, it was the only clue!
I said the clues are terrible. And the very funny screenplay.
I get that
by
point.
By Joss Whedon, you know that really funny guy?
I get that,
wrote
point.
That
he
screenplay?
Is funny, but I wouldn't call the Avengers a comedy. It was just there were places that were really funny, like when the Hulk takes Loki.
But Chris,
what?
Would you call yourself the winner?
Yes,
yes
I would!
You would. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Can you come back next week?
Oh, I don't know, Doug. I'll have to...
Because we'll have to keep playing if you can't.
Yeah, let's keep playing. Me and Gillian. Let's go, Gillian.
We'll get another winner.
It looks like I can come back next week.
All right. Chris Hardwick's going to be back next week to defend his title. And we got to get... Chris's cake person, Leslie, wins the prizes.
And this awesome cake.
And she gets her own cake back. Give her a cake back.
Happy cake day.
And we need shitheads from the other two people, from Ian and from Alex. If you can come up, we wrote it on a business card. That's all he does is business cards. You can just write it anywhere in there. And thank you once again to my guests, Kumail Nanjiani, Gillian Jacobs, Chris Hardwick,
Akio Harry Potter cake.
I don't know which one to say last. I'm in a state of Denver. I'm going to be at the Comedy Works doing stand-up on March 9th at 4:20 and Douglas Movies on March 10th at 4:20. Did you guys have anything to plug? I'm sorry I didn't ask you that already.
Listen to my podcast, The Indoor Kids.
Indoor Kids.
On Nerdist. And watch Burning Love. It's online right
it's
now.
It's fucking hilarious. Burning Love is so
and
good.
And be sure to catch Kumail on Rizzoli and Isles.
The show is called Franklin and Bash.
Oh, yes, Franklin and Bash. And Gillian is on Community Thursday nights at 8 on NBC.
Yes!
Thank you.
Biggest ratings it's ever gotten. It's going through the roof.
Sure.
And Chris?
Talking Dead is going on now. And I have a bunch of... just go to Nerdist.com/calendar. There's a bunch of dates like in Denver and Portland and New York and all that for us. Live stand-up dates in April and May.
Right when that poor prisoner dude was finally going to get somewhere with the
Don't
lady
Don't say anything!
You know,
some people haven't seen the show yet!
What do you mean? How long do they wait?
Well, more than a couple days, probably. I would throw the spoiler veil. Like, give people at least a couple
I'm
weeks
two
to watch
behind.
It.
Two
okay.
episodes
he's
two
behind.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened two ago.
Tell me what happened two ago, and I'll tell you the ending to Safe House. Or Safe Haven, whatever it's called.
In either case, no one is safe, no one is house, no one is haven.
It's just the way that Rick dies in the last episode is... I'm kidding.
As always...
It's such a great twist, Doug.
L. Ron Hubbard is a shithead. And the commenters on Deadline Hollywood.
This is a very
hey, thank you!
That was for me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.